Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going no huddle.
With the Midday Show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go! Set!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy here with you in the Kia Studios. Is it Tuesday? I was going to say what
yes,
day
it is.
Yeah,
Tuesday.
I forgot. I almost thought it was Wednesday. It's Tuesday. The NFL No Huddle brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep cool. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision AC tune-up, another way they make you smile. The Solomon Brothers Diamond text line open as well, 404-741-0929. What?
Right.
Yeah. If they could send an R.S. Andrews rep up here to the Kia Studios, that'd be nice.
Greatly appreciate it.
A little warm. That's okay. We're doing all right, though. We're going to give away another pair of tickets to the College Football Hall of Fame Tour Championship golf practice round, all-encompassing golf prize that we gave away in the 1 o'clock hour yesterday. We're going to do that again today in the 1 o'clock hour.
Make sure you tune in. We're giving away free stuff.
Free stuff.
Free stuff.
Great prize. Great prize. Who was yesterday's winner? I forget her name.
She's from Tucker.
She's from Tucker.
Chanel from Tucker.
Chanel, that's
Chanel
right.
From Tucker.
Be like Chanel from Tucker. Be listening in the 1 o'clock hour today and win yourself some free prizes courtesy of Andy and Randy. Now, coming up in 20 minutes, we'll get back into some of what Dan Quinn had to say yesterday, some of what Julio Jones had to say yesterday, and some of these position battles that we're going to be looking forward to on Thursday night. Jason Butt from The Athletic going to join us later on in the show as well. But Jim Irsay. The owner of the Indianapolis Colts, who I think has, you know, best intentions in mind for the most part.
He means well.
It's just got to be so hard working for that organization. Like, it's a well-run organization.
It is.
By and large. And they've had a lot of success over the last 20 years.
But had Peyton Manning.
Well, Peyton Manning helps.
And Andrew Luck.
Yeah, and Andrew Luck. That helps. Yeah, that helps be a successful organization. He can't help himself. Like, he can't help but be honest. And he continues to do stuff like this. He was on a SiriusXM NFL radio interview and said that Andrew Luck is dealing with a small little bone, saying that the injury that he's dealing with right now is a bone injury, mm-hmm. as opposed to what everyone else thought was just sort of a calf injury or something like that.
Could you elaborate a little bit?
Yeah.
A bone injury.
Tell us a little
what
bit
bone?
More.
What bone is it? But, yeah, but this is the thing when you own your team. When you own your team, you can do whatever you want. I'm sure that, you know, when we had Mr. Blank on and he was talking about the agent getting himself together, I'm sure they didn't want that to come out. You know what I'm saying? But he's the owner. He can say what he wants to say.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the difference to me. Arthur Blank says that about Julio Jones' agent, and that's calculated to me. I think Arthur Blank said that on purpose. He didn't say that and then go, I can't believe I said that in an interview with Dukes and Bell.
Yeah.
He knew going into that interview that he was going to be asked about Julio Jones and that he was going to say
that's
something
what I'm saying,
about his
like,
agent.
But
Jim Irsay didn't know he was going to say that.
I don't think he
had a couple of mimosas
with
breakfast.
It's not even the fact that he knew he was going to say that.
And then did an interview
and accidentally said that. They asked him the question, and he probably was like, hey, this is what's wrong with my quarterback. All right, I'm not trying to hide it. But the thing with it is that he's trying to sell tickets, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you should have stuck with the calf injury there, Jim. But, I mean, owners do this all the time, and it's always you can't – who's going to check the owner?
Some owners do it all the time. Jerry Jones does it all the time.
When they're given an opportunity –
Jim Irsay does it all the time. Dan Snyder does it all the time.
When they're given an opportunity, they will say something.
Arthur Blank doesn't do this. Well,
he doesn't talk about injuries.
Arthur Blank does guarantee contracts,
yes,
though.
But no, he doesn't. that's the one thing about it is that you can do things like Arthur Blank does and all that, like he did on Dukes and Bell. But don't give out injury information.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's the biggest thing. Those are the things that you don't want to get at, especially if you have not put it out. You know what I'm saying? If you're not the head coach or the medical staff has not put it out, come on, Jim.
Now, he also said, I really feel very confident that he's going to find his way through this thing. But it's kind of the same stuff that he said about the shoulder injury back in the day, too. It all feels like it feels very much like it's being treated by the Colts the same way that the shoulder injury was treated. And then, well, you know, he missed an entire season and had to have surgery on it. So, look, obviously, I think we all hope Andrew Luck is okay.
League is better when he's playing.
Yeah, and gets on the field. Now, I mean, I am looking at the Falcons' schedule, and they do go to Indianapolis on September 22nd.
Early in the year.
That's that third game of the season.
Early in the year.
So I hope Andrew Luck gets healthy, but it'd be great if he was healthy like week four.
You know, the crazy thing is, and today is the, what's today's date? Today's the 13th? Today's the 13th. And I'm looking at, say a 10-day period right now where a lot of questions will be asked.
Ooh, like what?
Like we talk about Zeke's contract, Julio's contract, Andrew Luck's injury, those kind of major questions, Antonio Brown's feet. I mean, all that stuff. Because the season's like, you know, the season's right around the corner from that.
It is.
I mean, you look at it, I'm like, hey, 25th.
Okay, so
the thing about the 25th is that's the last preseason game.
I don't know what
for some people. Sunday before the first Sunday.
Right.
So
absolutely. So that's when stuff has to happen. Yeah.
No, it's not. The first Sunday's the 7th. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 7th.
Or the 8th.
But the thing about it is that you want to have that stuff done because you got to get in game prep. It's game prep time.
Right. And you want to get all that ancillary stuff, all those sideline stories out of the way. Yeah. Again,
you got to get in shape.
You listed a lot of really big stories there.
Yeah.
In the next 10 days. Yeah. How many of those would you feel comfortable guaranteeing will actually get done in the next 10 days?
Julio's contract, next 10 days. I think it will get done.
Okay.
I think we'll find out what's really wrong with Andrew Luck because I doubt he goes on a PUP, but I think he might not play.
Okay.
And I think Zeke's going to get done. I think eventually it's going to get done.
I do too.
I think eventually it's going to get done.
What about Dak?
That's the one I don't know about.
Because now the report is that he's asking for $40 million a year.
That's such a crap story.
Yeah, it is a crap story.
And it's a crap story because it came from them. It came from Dallas. Somebody in there called a reporter. First of all, she's very credible. She's very, you know what I'm saying? But she ain't Schefter and all these guys that get that info and break it.
Those stories are broken by the big guys.
You know what
guys.
I'm saying? And not saying that she can't break stories.
Of course.
What happened was that she got this, and all she did was report the info she was given. She didn't make nothing up.
Sure.
But that comes from the organization, and it's so Bush League.
That's an important point that you bring up.
It's Bush League because it makes him look greedy.
And it does. It makes him look greedy. They did that on purpose to try to make him look greedy.
Yes.
To try to win the public perception battle. It also is going to make people question her reporting, which is unfair because she reported what she was told. But again, I want to put this out there just briefly because I care about this. I don't know if everyone does. Like, NFL teams plant stories all the time.
All the time.
And it's not to say that she or any other smaller reporter is not capable of breaking stories.
Right.
I think it was the J.J. Holloman story. It was broken by a very small newspaper here in Georgia by a reporter who did great work. Picked up on some stuff that other people weren't picking up on. It can happen.
Yes.
But oftentimes those big stories, especially in professional sports,
are
cherry-picked by the organization to Adam Schefter, to Ian Rappaport, to guys, Jason Lock-on-4, guys like that. So they can have that relationship with those guys, and maybe they won't report something if it's not helpful for the team as a way of getting a favor from those guys. There's no way that he asked for $40 million.
And that was the funny thing. Now, he may have turned down 30 because I want more than Carson Wentz, too. I'm not taking less than Carson Wentz if I'm Dak. No. Dude, I got more wins. I got more. Now, in my opinion, is Dak as good as Carson Wentz? No, he's not. No, he's not.
But it doesn't really matter.
Because you know what he's won more games. He has not missed any games because of injury. He's won two of the three division titles that both of them been in the league 3 years, right? Right?
Yeah.
And that got
same draft.
That got two of the NFC East.
And Carson Wentz has two major surgeries.
Exactly. So if I'm him too, I'm like, I ain't taking less than Carson either. Why should I? Why do I have to?
Yeah.
Again, we go back to that. It's always funny when somebody want to put a cap on somebody else's money. Oh, Dak's not worth that. Ain't about what he worth. What Jerry gonna give him? What Jerry gonna give them? Because they're talking about they made offers to them to be a top five, and, you know, as far as highest paid in their position, top five. Well, top five is right around 30. No, I need 32. I need 32 and a half.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It goes back to what's guaranteed also in the signing bonus and all that. Because again, NFL contracts and the average year salary is so overrated. It is overrated, but it looks good.
But that's for the agent.
But yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's for the agent to measure himself against other agents.
But it looks good.
It does. It looks good. It looks nice on paper. The guaranteed is what matters most. But here's the thing. He's next. I heard John Chuckery say that this morning. He's absolutely right. It don't matter if he's better than this guy or that guy or the other guy. No, I think it should matter.
It should matter.
Like, it would be great if that's the way that it worked at every position.
But I'm not going to take
– But it doesn't.
I'm not taking a hometown discount on my first contract. Because here's the thing. You talk about salary cap. You know who ain't responsible for salary cap? The damn player. No. That ain't got nothing to do with me. And all of them know that.
He's also the starting quarterback of the Dallas
Cowboys. And that's why some people think he should take a hometown discount, because he's a, you know, the aura, the mystique of being the Dallas Cowboy quarterback. I mean, there's no other position like it in sports.
No, that is the number one most important superstar position in sports.
Yes.
Quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. If you can be that then and thrive at it, then, well, there are other opportunities off the field that come to you, but so they don't have anything to do with the salary cap. They don't have anything to do with my market value in the NFL. Pay me what I'm worth.
And then you can say, Zeke, what you going to put me at, 12? They're going to put me in the top five of running back? No.
No, no, no. Pay me the most.
I want 14 or more.
Pay me all of it.
I'm sorry. And the organizations get put in a situation where, like, well, hell, that's what they valued him at. You know, they value Todd Gurley at that kind of money.
My question is always, what is your other option? What, are they going to ask Kellen Moore to unretire and come play quarterback for the Cowboys?
I mean, he's running the offense. Nobody knows it better than him.
Yeah, that's true. He's also left-handed. Today is National Left-Handed People's Day.
Yeah, we're trying to find out who's the best left-hander of all time.
Best lefty of all time.
We settled on Babe Ruth, right?
Or Barry Bonds. But I know no one likes Barry Bonds around here because of the home run record. And I understand that. I understand. You could be mad, and that's fine. Yeah, Babe Ruth, Ted Williams, best left-handed NFL player.
Steve Young.
Steve Young?
Yeah. Yeah.
Michael Vick was left-handed.
Yeah, maybe.
He was good.
He was good. He was really good.
All right. So the ongoing saga between Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers continues. Here's a quote from Aaron Rodgers. "It's fake news, John. That's the media cycle these days. Unfortunately, the media, other than obviously yourself, there's a lack of integrity." That's what he said to John Kuhn, who I guess is now a part of the media. I don't agree with that. I don't think there's a lack of integrity in the media, nonetheless. Another former teammate of his, Greg Jennings, spoke about that relationship as well.
All I'm saying is I don't believe it's going to work, because I believe in order for a relationship to progress, there has to be some level of agreement that you both come to, or level of consensus that you both come to. And I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is going to be the one to conform enough. Eventually, over time, you go back to who you are. And who Aaron Rodgers is one who likes to have control and the reins in his hands. And rightfully so, because he's proven that when he does have more control and he does have say over the offense, it operates more fluidly, and they put the ball in the end zone, and his stats don't lie.
I really do.
You like Greg?
I really, really like. He's a good man. He's a good brother.
But
real cool cat. It ain't no but behind it. But damn, since he has transitioned to his media job, he takes a beeline right at Aaron Rodgers, which is easy because he played with him. And everything he says about Aaron Rodgers, everybody takes to the bank.
Yeah.
Every single person takes it to the bank.
Because they're teammates.
Yeah. I mean, but still, I'm like, dude. But no, it's not going to work. It's not going to work until some adversity strikes. They'll be cool. They'll be fine as long as they're winning, as long as Aaron getting his numbers, which he will because he's that damn great. But let something go wrong, and let it be up because of a play call. Man, please.
So then Greg Jennings is right.
I didn't say he wasn't wrong. I didn't say he was wrong. I just said,
He just is a little hot takey when it comes to Aaron Rodgers from time to time.
Yes, sir.
I'm with him, though. And look, again, sign me up. Sign me up for the Aaron Rodgers, Matt LaFleur chaos. That sounds like a fun ride to me. All right, the Antonio Brown saga continues. We don't know much about his feet right now, but the arbiter has ruled as far as his helmet goes. He's not going to be able to use that old helmet. But they did say if they can find that same model of helmet built in the last 10 years, get it tested by the NFL, they may allow him to actually use it if it qualifies under NFL standards. Doesn't this sound a little bit like a... like a compromise?
Not really.
No, it isn't?
No.
It's not like...
No, he didn't win.
You're trying to make your kids eat your vegetables, and you're like, all right, eat 3 bites of vegetables, and then you can have ice cream.
He didn't win. But again, like we talked about his day, if he would have won, do you know what would have been? That would have been just absolutely crazy. But
I don't know what he would have asked
for
next.
He says, I'm looking for a Schultz Air Advantage Adult Large Helmet that was manufactured in 2010 or after. In exchange, I will trade a signed practice-worn Raiders helmet. If I got a helmet, I don't want no damn helmet. I want some of that cash.
Oh, if somebody out there has a Shut Air model helmet that he's looking for, and it's new enough, and it's his size, I guess it would have to be his size, he's going to have to come out of a little more than an autographed helmet.
But here's the thing with it. You see the helmet shell and all that? They change that out every month on your helmet. So that's what I'm saying. You're going to have to get multiple helmets. You can't wear the same helmet all year.
Okay, but somebody has one.
I'm sure somebody does have one.
And also, here's the other part of it. It's 2019. Somebody can make him a helmet that'll conform to the standards of the NFL and what he likes.
I doubt that.
What do you mean?
I doubt it. Unless it's a straight manufacturer, one of these guys.
We could put Stephon Mars.
But here's the thing right here.
Then
why don't one of these companies make the helmet for him?
They're going to. Somebody's going to.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, how can you not? How hard is it to make a football helmet that meets the standards and also what he wants?
Because here's the thing. If it's not one of those helmets that the league uses, then they're not going to let him use it.
I know
they're not going to let him use the brand.
So you know how the helmet has to work with all those standards.
So you mean tell me
you know what he likes.
But this is what I'm saying. You're gonna get an off-brand company to make that helmet?
No, just have Shutt make it or something like that. There's three helmet companies. You got Bike, you got Air, you got Shutt.
Well, Shutt doesn't want to do it.
Why would they not want
to
do it?
But here's the thing about it. The model has changed. There's the thing. The model's changed.
I know.
That's the problem. I'm sure they have Air Schultz out there in Oakland. It's just the model that he doesn't want to wear.
Right. But I'm saying, make one that he does. How hard could that be?
Exactly. How hard?
I don't know how to make a helmet or anything. Somebody probably does. Land
because
stuff on Mars on the moon.
If it was that easy, then why isn't somebody just come made it yet?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great question. Maybe Antonio Brown's a difficult person to deal with.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what the problem is. All right, we'll come back and get back into the Falcons. Julio Jones was actually asked about his helmet yesterday. We'll let you hear that and get back into some position battles as well right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the Swats to the Springs, sitting up north to Sandy, I think I'm doper than any human can be. I'm rig rolling, Will Holden, eating candy while I'm listening to Randy and Andy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy here with you live in the Kia Studios. Coming up in 20 minutes, the Wendy Zone. Hey, we'll take more of those listener rejoins as well. If you want to create your own little special rejoin for us coming back from commercial break, say whatever you want. I mean, you know, keep it clean, all that.
Yeah.
We got a new show motto, don't be a little blank, because we got all these Mike Fultonevich bracelets. You could work that in there. I don't know, however you want to do it. It's up to you. Because we know that our listeners are among the most creative people out there.
They are.
So send them to Wendy on Twitter if you want to make one. Just record it on your phone, video or audio clip, however. Send it to Wendy at Wendy Radio on Twitter, and we will use them. So keep those coming. We're always looking for new ones. Again, we'll get to the Wendy Zone coming up in 20 minutes. The most important audio in the world right at the top of the 12 o'clock hour. Braves back in action tonight against the Mets. We'll spend some time talking about that coming up in the noon hour as well. But going to spend some time here, Randy, looking ahead to Thursday night for the Falcons and some of what we've learned thus far. I thought Jason Butt had a pretty interesting article in The Athletic yesterday where he detailed some of the different position battles, some of the things that we're going to be looking at, some players that have showed themselves to maybe be standouts thus far. But met with the media yesterday, Dan Quinn and Julio Jones did, and they couldn't resist but ask Julio Jones about the helmet saga.
Are you fine with your helmet?
Absolutely. The helmet's good.
Just had to check.
Why? What's going on? You did something to it? You sabotaged it?
No, I didn't do nothing to it.
Just good. My helmet's straight.
Not have problems with the helmet.
Is that a thing that for you, though, that you kind of looked at when you had to find a new helmet? What goes into that? Is it a big deal?
No, I didn't look for a new helmet. It fits.
He has no idea what they're talking about.
Medium large.
Medium large.
And I go play. That's all.
Do you honest? Like, Julio legitimately has no idea what they're talking about.
They don't. But, I mean, that's y'all media guys. I got to, you know. But still.
Don't blame me.
I'm just telling you. Helmets, it's a big deal.
Of course it is
a big deal.
I mean, it's the tool that you use to
it's
do this.
It's the most important tool of your football uniform.
Yeah. And, you know, your job in the NFL is a pretty important job.
Yeah.
It's a job that not very many people can do. So, of course, football helmets are incredibly important to football players. They should be.
Yeah.
I understand why they would be. But I legitimately don't think Julio Jones knew what he was talking about.
I think he did.
You do?
Yeah, I think he did.
He's a great actor.
But here's the thing. Like, now it's Tom Brady and Aaron and everybody. They hate him too. But you really didn't pay no attention until AB doing it. But, I mean, yeah, it's important to you. It's called your soldier rag, man. You know, that was I mean, but I can say that because I played with the same helmet my whole career. Uh-huh. And I never even thought. And my thing is, I never thought about changing. I got offered it, like, you know, you might want to try this one. This is the new one of this one and all that. And they would always come in during the springtime, the new helmet makers and all that. But I was like, no, I'm good with this one. Ain't giving me no problem.
What would you have done if they would have made you?
I would change it. Yeah, just change it.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Pretty easy answer.
Just find you.
Yeah, just go with the
thing about
one.
It is, if you go to an NFL equipment room, even if you go in a college equipment room, dude, there are hundreds of shells in there.
Really?
Yes. There are every model. There's plenty of them to choose from, plenty of face masks to choose from. So, I mean, that's not the issue. The more than anything is the issue of comfort.
Yeah, how'd you pick the one you liked? Is it just comfortable?
I got it when I was at Peach County. That's what they gave me. And I wore that model ever since. When I got to Georgia, they asked me what kind of helmet I wanted to wear. I said I wanted to wear the bike air helmet with the little green inner tube in the top of the helmet. They gave it to me. I got to Miami. They asked me what I wanted to wear. I told them. So everywhere I went, it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, it's just, and obviously I think a lot of people are probably like that. It's also very consistent with the Randy McMichael personality.
What do you mean?
You don't love change. Don't
no,
need
really.
Change.
No,
the mac and cheese at Chick-fil-A, not for it.
No, I'm good.
Same helmet
like,
your
like
whole
Orin,
career.
Orin, well, that's, I wouldn't expect that less than that from Orin, though.
Why?
Because
what are you trying to say about Orin?
It's Orin. Put ketchup on your macaroni and cheese. Because he puts ketchup on his Chick-fil-A sandwich.
No,
I have no problem with that. What you want to do? Eat your food.
I think they were telling tales about what Orin was going to do with this chicken sandwich. Orin said he would just put the mac and cheese on the chicken sandwich, but no ketchup.
I don't know.
If there was no mac and cheese, he would put ketchup on the chicken sandwich, which I disagree with. But I don't care if you want to put ketchup on your chicken sandwich. It doesn't make any difference
to me.
That's
what I'm saying. Do what you do. I ain't got to eat it.
I'm not going to put anything. Now, I would put mac and cheese on it. That sounds pretty good.
All right.
I like to combine foods like that, but that's neither here nor there. All right. Dan Quinn spoke about Devontae Freeman yesterday. We were talking about this back in the 10 o'clock hour. I want to get back into it here. Here was some very high praise from Dan Quinn on Devontae.
One, he's had an outstanding offseason. And the energy that he brought back starting from OTAs, he is a stronger man than he was prior to his injury. And you've heard, you know, people say, can you come back stronger from an injury? I think this is one of those cases that the answer is yes. He's more violent in his cuts because of that strength. His mindset, determination is completely on point. So,
and again, hopefully all of that is true. There's no reason for it not to be true. Devontae was out for a good long time and had time to get stronger.
He did, man. And the thing about him is he's right. He cut so violently. I'd have been a blowout of hip. As hard as he cuts, as hard as he plants.
Well, it was his groin that,
I mean,
that
as hard
he hurt.
As hard as he plants and everything, I mean, that's what makes him so special is, his ability to make you miss when somebody's unblocked. And that's kind of good when you have, like, a shaky O-line sometimes. But, yeah, I'm excited to see Free back, not just because the way he runs the football and the energy that he brings, the way he catches the football in the backfield. And the fact that, you know, I know where Free from, man. And when you have ball taken away from you, when you know that's how you got to where you are, He is ready to go. He is ready to go. Like he is regular season ready right now. Now they're not gonna give him the ball. They might throw him a pass or something. Maybe
you think you'll see him in a preseason game.
Maybe the third game.
I don't think we'll see him Thursday.
Yeah, maybe.
But unlikely.
I mean, he's ready. He is ready to go. And I know that, you know, if he's right, this is a different offense. When he's right,
right.
Oh, it's completely different.
Absolutely. And again, we talked about this a little bit earlier. So much in our estimation, as far as the offensive success goes, is based on Devontae Freeman's ability to be healthy, the ability to be on the field. My magic number for his touches this year was right around 250. You said 275. Okay. If you're combining carries and receptions, great. I hope that can happen. I wonder, not just from knowing that the offense functions at its best mm-hmm. when he's involved and healthy, do you think that there's anything that factors into it from a money standpoint? The fact that Devontae Freeman makes more money than most running backs, the mm-hmm. fact that you paid Devontae Freeman to be your bell cow running back,
right.
Like, is there any more pressure to make that true because of the fact that he's going to make so much money this season?
Probably. But I think more or less than anybody is that Brian Hill's a nice player, but he's not – He's not Tevin Coleman. I think Tevin Coleman's a better runner than Brian Hill. But I think Brian Hill's gotten better. You could tell that he has shown some improvement. But, of course, I mean, everything is justified by – I mean, you always want to justify giving somebody that money.
The reason he makes the money is because he's so good.
Yes.
Right? So you're not just going to play him because he makes the money. The reason that he's going to play is because he's so good,
right.
Which is the reason why he makes the money. I just – in the breakdown I was reading about his role with the offense, a lot of it was, well, you got to look at the fact, too, that – you know, this is his cap hit this year, and then he's got this for the next couple of years. And unfortunately, you know, I say this all the time, as far as championship windows being open. The Falcons championship window is still open.
Yes.
But nothing closes championship windows faster than bad contracts.
Nothing at all.
Unfortunately, up until this point, the Devontae Freeman contract has been a bad contract.
I can give you that because he has not done it because he's been injured. Now, here's my thing. If he has the season that I think he's going to have, then you know what next year's going to be? They're going to pay Devontae Freeman the rest of his contract.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like, and I'm sure he's not even worried about it because if he feels like he's healthy, he feels like he's right, I think as long as he stays healthy, Andy, he's going to have a good year.
I agree with
you. I mean, that is my only thing. My thing is not going to be performance with him. It's not going to be nothing. It's going to be his health is the most important thing. And if he's healthy from 14 to 16 games, he's going to be all right next season for his contract.
I like the way Devontae's talking about it, too. He's not talking about it like somebody who's worried about getting injured. He said, look, it's football. I'm going to get banged up. I'm going to get hurt. I'm going to play through it because I'm tough, but I'm going to get hurt. That's the way that it goes.
And his style of play with the way he's built.
Absolutely.
It just is what it is. He runs into people.
But there is and this is why I agree totally with what you're saying, Randy. There is a proven history of when Devontae is healthy enough to be on the field, Devontae is one of the more productive running backs in football.
Yes.
I always said this about Tiger Woods. Whenever people were downplaying his ability to ever win again, I said, show me a time in his life when he was healthy enough to play when he wasn't one of the best, if not the best.
Right.
Now, injuries, yeah. I mean, you can't do anything about injuries, especially when you get older. But when healthy, these guys are who they are. Devontae Freeman, now I'm not saying he's the Tiger Woods of running backs or anything like that, but when he's been healthy in his career, he's been really productive.
He's been a really good player.
That's the bottom line. Yeah. Just got to be. Before last year, he'd only missed 5 games in his entire career.
Like, when he's right, he's pretty damn good.
And I think they sat him down for the right reason last year. They tried to bring him back at one point, and then
it just didn't work.
He got the surgery, and then he could have played at the end of the year last year, so now he's had a long time healthy to work and, like Dan Quinn said, become stronger. Now, there are some thoughts that there could be 7 wide receivers kept.
Yeah.
There's a thought process that there could be 5 running backs kept.
Right.
Which of those numbers is more likely to you?
Probably the receiver.
7 receivers.
Probably.
Because
I mean, they got 6 last year.
Right.
So I mean,
and then the 7th would be a special team.
Yeah.
And then Dan Quinn spoke about that yesterday, sort of saying that we could keep a receiver and have him be specifically a special teams guy.
But you got that kind of Well, Russell Gage is going to be—he's going to start on all your teams.
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to start on all your teams.
He's going to catch the football occasionally, too, though.
Now, my thing with Justin Hardy is this. I mean, he brings special teams value also. He's a pretty good gunner. He's a really good fair catcher.
Excellent fair catcher.
Excellent fair catcher. But do you take that over a guy like Zacchaeus? Because to me, he looks like he might be a practice squad guy.
Yeah.
That if you're in a pinch, you can bring him up. Marcus Green, I mean, he's your draft pick. Drafted him in the 6th round. You want to use him more. Like, I think he brings more value to the offense than Justin Hardy does.
You also know you have that loyalty to the most recent draft picks, too.
Exactly.
You want to justify the decision that you made. Justin Hardy's been here for 4 years
with the best hands on the team, baby.
Well, that's why he's so good at fair catching the football.
Yep.
We'll come back and get to the Wendy Zone right after this.
Fame.
The Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Be respectful of Wendy. She's a lady, all right?
She's a lady.
Behold, a lady.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Midday Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Andy and Randy here in the Kia Studios. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll get to the most important audio in the entire world. Some college football news and notes at 12:20. The Tate Martell saga continues. It's gonna make one hell of a movie someday.
Yeah, it is. I just saw another thing they just reported on him.
What was it?
He took his name tag down, threw it. So his name tag off his locker.
Yeah,
he just threw it. So.
Oh.
I ain't gonna pile on the kid. He is soft as Charmin.
I'm gonna pile on a little bit. A little bit. I'm gonna pile on just a little bit.
Yeah.
Because look, I mean, at a certain point, does he know what people think of him?
No.
He
don't care.
Okay.
Oh, he don't care.
Because at a certain point, college coaches are going to think that about him, too. Anyway, we'll get to that a little bit later. Wendy Adams in studio, Wendy Zone. Hello, Wendy.
How's it going, guys?
Oh, phenomenal.
Well, I got a ton of messages about those bracelets that Randy got us that Mike Fultonevich was wearing. Said, don't be a little bleep. And so if you want that link to go buy your bracelet, because I got a ton influx of messages, you can go to @WendyRadio on either my Twitter or my Instagram page, and you can find the link right there. But we've heard about a lot of different crazy things that teenagers do, and it's dumb stuff, like you had the Tide Pod Challenge. But have you guys heard of swatting before?
Swatting?
Swatting.
Like with a splash water?
No.
With a what?
It's a lot
splash
more.
Water?
Swatting.
No, it's a lot more serious than a fly swatter.
Oh.
It's a lot more serious than a fly swatter. So I was watching the story this morning.
That was funny to me.
I don't know.
Like, these teenagers are swatting flies, Randy.
No, they're swatting each other with the fly swatter.
Oh, yeah. That could be it.
Yeah.
That would probably be a better thing than what swatting really is. So I told you guys about gaming superstar. His name is Booha. He won the $3 million in the Fortnite World Cup, the first one that they ever had.
16 years old, right?
16 years old. And he was swatted during a Twitch stream on Saturday after someone pretending to be him called police and claimed he killed his father. So the 16-year-old, his real name is Kyle Gierstoff. He was playing the same game that made him an instant millionaire when cops surrounded his home. This was his quote, "I've been swatted," during his live stream. So you could see the cops in the background coming into his home. This is where someone makes a fake claim on a 911 call to get law enforcement to crash an unsuspecting victim's home. So this has happened a lot this year. Where
you're swatting because it's the SWAT team?
He didn't SWAT. Someone swatted him during the game. So
I'm just trying to understand where the phrase comes from.
Yeah, the SWAT team. So the SWAT team essentially is forced into your home because it's normally a serious call that 911 gets. Uh-huh. But it's from someone else trying to SWAT someone else. And this happened to him while he was live streaming. Apparently, it's just so people can see what actually happens. But it's been pretty serious.
I got a question. When they find these people that do the swatting, do they take their ass to jail?
They should.
Someone just got 20 years because when the SWAT team did it to the guy he called it on, they ended up, unfortunately, killing the man because he got swatted.
Yeah, that should be like manslaughter.
They should go to jail.
They got 20 years.
Yeah, they should.
Goodness gracious.
And the people, even if they don't, obviously that's a tragedy, but even if nothing tragic happens, you should get in a lot of trouble for that, too.
What is...
It's a dumb hoax.
Thank you. Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
It's really a dumb hoax, and it needs to stop.
What goes through your head when you're thinking about this? Like,
who knows?
Do you think it's funny when you're doing it?
I think that that's what they think.
Really?
I think that. And then it's also just like the thought process is so minimal and so circular. It's like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to see the reaction. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to go on about life. Because I think so much stuff happens like it's on the Twitch stream, right?
Correct.
It seems like it's not reality.
That could
like
be it
seems like it's a virtual or a video game or something like that, to where you think that it's everything you do, the repercussion, you just hit the reset button and everything's okay.
Yeah.
And I think that it's detached a lot of people from knowing or understanding the real ramifications of stuff that happens in real life. But again, that's not an excuse
for being stupid.
No, I'm sorry.
And it's been happening on these live streams. So whether it's on Twitch or if I forget the Call of Duty one where people are live streaming on that, it's been happening a lot this year.
Now, what's the appropriate penalty for that?
They should be lined up and just ran and just kicked in the man parts.
Okay.
Yeah, or sent. No, they need to get sent to jail and have to bunk with a guy named Big Rob.
For how long?
Oh, for two nights.
Two nights. Big Rob?
Two nights with Big Rob.
Oh, longer than that.
Yeah.
I think years.
That's
going to
be
Rob.
A long two nights.
But Big Rob did 25, though.
Big Rob did 25 of them things.
So, yeah, Big Rob got the fresh meat in there for a couple of days.
It's just I'd never heard of the trend until this morning.
Damn, that's dumb. That's just dumb.
Man, that's one of those ones where.
Makes you mad.
I feel generally pretty close still in age and like. Cultural understanding to kids in a way, like some of them. But then stuff like that happens. I'm like, man,
this happened to a 16-year-old who's just playing Fortnite on a
just
stream.
Was he getting beat by the other dude or something?
No, his team won.
But he just did it anyways.
Guy just did it anyways.
That's just hating.
That's dumb.
That's just
you should get waterboarded for that.
Yeah. Why not? Big Rob sounds better, though.
Yeah, that sounds...
Big Rob doing 25.
That sounds tough.
Big Rob.
In a single cell.
Oh,
so where he going to sleep? On that concrete. Where you going to be laying next to Big Rob, spooned up with Rob.
Well, we've been talking a lot this week about Antonio Brown, his grievance with the NFL and the helmet situation, and that's been, you know, kind of worked out, at least on the NFL side. Well, now fans are correlating this with his appearance on the cover of Madden. So you could have, you know, correlated... the Pittsburgh Steelers and the fallout there. He could incorporate this helmet drama. Or there's another thing. You know how we were talking about Antonio Brown's feet getting frostbitten in the cryotherapy machine?
Uh-huh.
Well, if you look on the cover of Madden 19, where Antonio Brown is on the cover, there's a logo underneath Antonio Brown with the word frostbite on it.
What?
Yes, there's a, the video game's engine's called Frostbite, so there's a logo underneath Antonio Brown, so they're saying that this is part of the Madden curse when it comes to Antonio Brown.
Wow.
So it, I guess the Madden curse is alive and well.
I'm trying to find that.
It's like, it looks like a little hand, and then it has the word Frostbite underneath it.
Wow.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I like that.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. That's such a coincidence.
The
man.
Madden curse, I mean, I try to make fun of it and say that it's not real, but there's a lot of history there.
Oh, a ton of history.
There's a lot of history on the Madden curse.
And you get on frostbite? The
cover. So you mean tell me if you were a great player, you wouldn't want to be on the Madden curse?
Of course, I'd want to be on the cover of Madden.
Because I mean, all those
you don't even have to be a great player to be on the cover of Madden.
What's his name? Peyton Hillis.
Peyton Hillis is on the cover of Madden.
Peyton Hillis
had six good games and was a white running back.
Damn,
we'll put him on the cover.
Yeah, oh, let's throw him on there.
What'd they call him? The White Bronco or something like that? Now that's what OJ drove.
Yeah, I don't know. What they called him?
I don't remember what they called him. White Buffalo.
Was that what it was?
I think that's what they called him.
Oh, I can't remember. White Buffalo.
Well, it's a great moment in white running back history. So
I mean, Christian bringing it back.
I remember it.
Though.
What's that?
Is it Christian bringing it back?
He is.
Bringing it back.
One of the few.
Yeah.
Well, Alex Rodriguez was the victim of a robbery while he was in San Francisco working Sunday night's game between the Giants and Philadelphia Phillies. Police are currently trying to find the thieves that stole hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of items in a rental car that he had. So apparently, thieves broke into his rental car at some point after the broadcast when they were all out to dinner. The car parked roughly three blocks from Oracle Park. But they made out with an estimated $500,000 in items, including a laptop, camera, and jewelry. And I'm just wondering why A-Rod would have $500,000 worth of stuff in a rental car.
Well, and also, I mean, okay, a laptop, even a nice one, that's like $2,000.
Okay.
Camera, I don't know. How much is a nice camera?
Depends on what kind of camera.
Okay, I mean,
I guess
it could be a super nice camera.
Right.
But let's just assume it's a regular picture-taking camera.
Uh-huh.
So the rest of it is jewelry, right?
Yeah, man. Watch? Probably a watch is probably about 100.
Yeah.
Probably about a watch.
A-Rod probably has some nice watches.
Yeah, A-Rod got some nice.
Because it's not like he's wearing like a medallion or anything like that.
I'm sure a lot of it was watches. I'm almost positive.
Why are you keeping that many watches in your rental?
I mean, you got to change it up for every show. I don't know.
I don't
believe
it in
the hotel safe.
Even a hotel safe, exactly.
$500,000
worth of stuff.
Ooh. Isn't that how much Le'Veon Bell took for by his two girlfriends?
I don't know. His was less than that.
It was less than that.
I think it was less than $500.
Man, you know, I'll never get anything. I'll never get robbed for $500,000 worth of stuff.
Of anything,
because I don't have $500,000 worth of stuff.
I just ain't gonna get robbed.
You'd have to steal my whole house.
Yeah.
And the lawn, like everything. Oh, they took it all. Even the patio we just built. That's awful.
And real quickly, we don't talk a lot of arena football, but the Albany Empire defeated the Philadelphia Soul in the Arena Football League's Arena Bowl 32. I'm just not just talking about it to tell you that. The MVP of the title game, what was his name? Tom Grady.
I love it.
Tom Grady?
Yeah.
And he goes by Tommy Grady, but it's just such a coincidence it's very
Arena Football League name. I
didn't
realize
his real name is Tom Grady.
I didn't realize there were just four teams left.
Yeah.
Dude, I remember there was teams in, I mean, Orlando, Arizona. When the Georgia Force was here.
You start in the Final Four.
Goodness gracious.
We made the semifinals this year. Hey, you know who Tom Brady threw a touchdown to just a few minutes ago?
That's unbelievable.
Eric Saubert.
Of course he did.
Threw a touchdown to Eric Saubert in practice.
It was a walkthrough, right?
Yeah. Eric Saubert's going to the Pro Bowl.
They were probably just playing catch.
They were just playing catch.
He happened to be sitting
in the end zone. Somebody tweeted it out. Of course that happened today. All right, thank you, Wendy. We'll come back and get to the most important audio in the entire world to kick off the noon hour, so don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.